For the scripture reading, I'll read from Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 up to 16. Thereafter, Brother Austin will read in our local dialect the same chapter of Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 to 16. Twelenga bukula Matthew 20, nimaga 1, verses 16. Brother Austin, agawelenga so verse yomwe mchishewa, nimaga 1, verses 16. Verse 1. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour, and he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, and he did likewise. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle, and said unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, Because no man hath hired us. He said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is light, that shall ye receive. So when evening was come, the Lord of the vineyard said unto his stewards, Call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came, they were hired about 11th hour. They received every man a penny, 10. And when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, and saying, These last have wrought but an hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, Friends, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine ease, and go thy way. I will give unto this last, even as unto thee. 15. It is not lawful for me to do what I will with thine own. Is thine eye evil because I am good? 16. So the last shall be first, and the first last, so men be called, but few chosen. The last shall be first, and the first last, so men be called, but the few chosen. Ifedima kufunani ototo samti nipo tatu izuzo se amika ibu ulatia Dose va bainu utakala basi ano wombola agakolo
kumasula tua. Yesu diti undo chanu baba. Dake bolo muna te baba. Ipe antu osa uka. Watu inu na chote. Masi ni soti ya nu baba. Keta muna buja. Mwazera. Kila yo boku mabavu cha Yesu muna lazwa mtia izo nyoza ilbaba azinzela adu iyo Kate hidungo, chiko, chiko chicha mito wota, unamacho pili chane de muna, dola tata. Yesu ndinu moyo watu baba Shatu jopose Sainu eki ondwe Lila tata Apo moyo munaba Uye n'umuntu ubugire ndifuna kubasa uyu wamaliza mwonga kwa iwe pipi sikulolega kwa ile koji kuchita chimene ndifuna ndizanga kapena kiso lako laipa kodi chifukwa ile ndiliwabwino chomwecho omaliza atakhala woyamba ndipo oyamba.
Let us pray. Gentlemen, our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you because of the amazing gospel that you have revealed unto your people, unto your elect. Because of the man of God, Brother Cain, all the way from U.S., whom you are upholding him for the preaching of the gospel without compromise. We give you glory and honor because of the picture that you have spoken here about how the kingdom is all about. We are humbled, and every mouth is to be shut up because you preach whatever is of you, and you draw only yours to yourself. You never draws everybody because you know those who are yours. Thank you for the amazing time the Lord has given unto us. For sure it is by the grace of God whereby brothers from Malawi and U.S. can meet together at 1 hour, at 1 time, worshiping and glorifying and exalting Christ and Him crucified alone. What a comfort. Distance is not an object. It's very amazing to see this technology making two people from two different continents to meet together. It was like the plans of the people, but God directed these plans, but people should have this kind of technology so that His own, the elect, might meet together and worship Christ and Him crucified without compromise. But God, glorify Him. It is in the name of Jesus and Him crucified that we worship and pray. Amen. Brother Ken, take the microphone and start preaching whatever God has told you to share with the brothers, saints, wherever they are.
Thank you very much. Let's take our Bibles and look together again in Colossians chapter 1. And my text today is from verse 15 down to verse 20. And I want to speak with you about Christ, the head of the church.
Yesu ndiye mutu wa mpingo. Akolose woyambayo, Akolose 1 verse 15 kulekeza 20 ndiye page 207.
We saw last time verses 15 through 17 briefly, where I spoke with you about the preeminence of Christ.
Ndaona ku sabato yatha nthawi ya mbuyoyi mavesa awiri ya 15 kulekeza 17 ati maona mphamvu za Mulungu ungwiro ndi umwini wake wa Mulungu pa zinthu zake.
So I want to pick up with those verses again, as it has been a few weeks, and read on down through verse 20, where we see the preeminence of Christ as the head of His church.
Limene likulankulanga Yesu monga mwini zonse, wola mulira ndi wotsogolera zinthu zonse.
So in verse 15, we read, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature.
Mundibana 15, tibawelenga kuti akuti, amene ali chifanizo, amene ali fanizo, la Mulungu wosaonekayo, wobadwa woyapa, wachilengedwe chonse.
Paul, already having written in verse 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, he continues, who is the image of the invisible God? So he's describing who is the Redeemer. We see here already in verse 14 it says, in whom, and verse 15, who is the image, in verse 16, for by him. We see in this that salvation is in the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ alone. People often ask this question. They say, well, tell me what I need to know in order to be saved. But that's the wrong question. It's not what we need to know. It is who is the Savior, who is the Redeemer.
Yes.
Paul wrote in his epistle, I believe it was to Timothy, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him. So you see those words, whom, he, him.
Paulo adala nkula isi kuti moteo. Amari ndimtiwa, amene ndimkhulupirira. Ndipone kupeka mtima, kulumikira iyeyo, munyengo zonse, mosa sokonezeka. Ndipo yakale kuti ndimtiwa, amene ndimkhulupirira.
So what we have described here in these verses, 15 through 20, that we're studying, is this very person of the Lord Jesus Christ, who he is, and how he works or has worked salvation for his people. So in verse 15, it describes him as the image of the invisible God. Secondly, the firstborn of every creature. We saw that last time. That means the one who has all authority as a firstborn would. In other words, the heir of all things. The visible representation of the invisible God when he came in the flesh, who is the image of the invisible God. So that describes who it is that came. He's none other than God in the flesh. When men looked upon him back in the first century, they saw but a man, and yet he was in that flesh everything that pertained to God. He was God in the flesh. But they did not see him as God because their eyes were blinded. And nor would we see him as holy God and every attribute of God in him, except that God by his Spirit has been pleased to open our eyes.
Yes. Anga kareso ifeyo. Silinga wanitse umuzindigila Yesu Christu. Ngati mulungu simula shite mungkwamela. Ndikutumiza mzimu wangu kuti atitsekule maso ake. Ndipo akatitsekula maso athu Mulungu pamene timayamba kumuzindikira iyeyo, monga mwana wa Mulungu oyenera ulemu wonse. Koma ngati sitingatseguke maso athu, tidzamuona Yesu wofanana ndi wina aliyense, ndipo tisingamuona ngati amakonda wina aliyense, ndipo maso athu sadatseguke kuti timuzindikire iyeyo weniweni tichimene adabwerera ndipo chikwaniritsa.
But that's an amazing revelation, the fact that God Almighty took on human flesh and came and dwelt among his creatures. And even though he was in the flesh among men, yet verse 15 tells us, secondly, that he was the firstborn, notice, of every creature. Now, this doesn't mean that he was the first being created, or the first creature made, because the very next verse, it tells us that all things were created by him. Just as the firstborn in this society was the heir of all things, it's saying that Christ, God in the flesh, is the heir of all things. And that's really what verses 16 and 17 describe. As the heir of all things, it means that by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him, and notice, for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. That's what it is to be the firstborn of every creature.
Ngeno ndi Matthew 15 monga tawonera kuri ende obado oyamba wachirengedwa kuti mwini zonse. Ngeno ndi Mark 16 akuti pakuti mwaiye zilengedwa zonse za mwamba. Kuronda kuti ena amene adalenga zinthu zonse. Ndi zapa dziko zooneka ndi zosaonekazo. Kapena mipando yachifumu, kapena maufumu, kapena maulamuliro, kapena maukuru, kapena maulamuliro, zinthu zonse zinalengedwa mwa iye ndi kwa iye. Ndipo iye ali woyamba wa zonse. Ndipo zonse zigwirizana pamodzi mwa iye. Kulanda kuti mchimu wake wa zonse zili pasi pake. Yesu yo.
People today that call themselves Christians don't have this view of our Lord Jesus Christ. They've never seen the Lord Jesus Christ as he is revealed here in God's Word. Their eyes are yet blind. They have a Jesus that came and tried to win people to his side, but alas, they ended up crucifying him, and so God rescued him, raised him up, and brought him back to himself in heaven, and now he's waiting and hoping that somehow, by his death, some will believe.
Yesu amene amakhulupirira anthuwo, amanaula Yesu Khristu, adabwera pa dziko lapansi pano kuti akatipulumutse, anthu koma chifukwa choyipa mtima adamupha, ndipo Mulungu anaona kuti mwana wake waphedwa, umve chisoni basi mukamuwombola kwa mchosa kwakufa, chifukwa cha chisoni kuti adaona anthu ankaza, ndi atapanga chocho, wanyamukwapira kumwamba, kumwamba kuyesayesa, kufuna kuti atapulumutsa anthu, ndi zitengera inuyo, kuti asunga ngokufa pa mtanda fema.
But notice it says here, he's the firstborn of every creature. So it's not him that is in man's hands to do with what man will, but it is rather man that is in his hands to do with what he will.
Amen.
So the expression here, the firstborn of every creature, describes him as the King, as the Lord, and the owner of all creation. That's why in verse 16, at the end, when it says, all things were created by him, but notice, for him. In other words, anything that exists, that breathes or moves or has its being, it was created by him and for him.
Zidalengedwa mwa iye, kuronda kuti adalenga ndiyeyo, ndi kwa iye, adachita kuzilenga monga makufuna kwake. Kuronda kuti zikakhala ndi moyo, ziziona kuti zikakhala ndi moyo, chipo iye amene adafuna. Zikafaso, wafuna ndi iye kuti zife, zonse zimachitika monga amene iye akufunira wolengayo.
Verse 16, it says, whether things in heaven or in earth, visible or invisible, there are many things we don't know even of heaven. In the heavens, or even on earth, that we've never seen, visible or invisible, yet he has created them all.
Ndimaka 16 ikuonetsera poyera kuti iyeyo adalenga zinthu zonse auti samwamba ndizitapatsiko. Zooneka ndi zosaoneka. Munenekera kuzidikira kuti pali zinthu zina zimene simuzidziwa. Zidalengedwa mmene zilili kumwamba komanso zilili pa dziko lapansi. Zimenezonso adazilenga ndi iyeyo. Pamba ndi mibado ya maufumu anthu akamba amene akukhala mautsogoleri awawo kumasangiro makhala mautsogoleri. Kayakhala tsogoleri woyipa kandi abwino amapanga ndi iyeyo kuti akhale woyipa azitsogolera moteromo akhala abwino azitsogolera moteromo. Zonsezo zidalengedwa ndi iyeyo chifukwa choti iye adafuna kuti zikhale moteromo.
And notice it says whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, whether in heaven, whether it has to do with the elect angels, or whether in the spirit world, fallen angels, the devils, the devil himself, or on earth, any power that exists, it is this one, God himself in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that created them all, and they are for him.
Ndimaka 16 akuti palibe nkhanya akuti zinthu zonse zidalengedwa ndi iyeyo ngati zifulukula poyamba pali zakumwamba nkuzabwera zapadziko ngolombe zooneka zimene masautso saziona ndizo zooneka ndakuti kaya mipando ya maufumu kunandozati wonse amene autsogolera akulilamulira mmayiko azitsogolera mayiko wa mapulezidenti dakani nawonso adawalenga ndi iyeyo kuti akhale mapando akhale woyipa akakhala abwino adapanga ndi iyeyo ndi maufumu onse onse apasi pawo ndakuti kapena maufumu kulandakuzati kayenda angelo akuti kapena maulu kapena maulamuliro kayenda angelo kayendi ziwanda zija zidagozoka kumwamba satanaso adalengedwa ndi iyeyo mavuto onse adalengedwa ndi iyeyo zabwino zonse zidalengedwa ndi iyeyo keno kalikonse kadalengedwa ndi iyeyo chifukwa chakapana kuti zinthu zonse zidalengedwa mwa iye ndi kwa iye kulero zabwinozo zoyipazo adazipanga ndi iyeyo zikuti zikamakhala moyipamo zimalemekeza mulungu zikamakhala mabwinopo zinthu zonso zimalemekeza mulungu.
Even Satan, it cannot move a finger or act in any way other than the authority that is given to him by the Lord Jesus Christ. Most people in religion that profess to believe in a Jesus that they've been taught know nothing of this one, the Lord Jesus Christ. They've been taught that the world is divided in two parts, good and evil, and on the one side is God, and on the other side is Satan, and there's a tug of war going on between the two. And when evil happens, that's the devil. When good happens, that's God. And people are taught that Jesus needs their help. So that's why they get together and they pray and they ask each other to pray. And they multiply their words, thinking that somehow they're going to help out their Jesus.
Amakhalandiza mbiri zopanga kuti Yesu awamvere
mudziwe dzodo lyesamene oyo siyesu wa Bible ndi Yesu wofoka ifa udalika mphamvu za manja awanthu ulazichita zinthu.
Tell you this, that if the Lord by His grace teaches us of this Christ of Scripture, our words will be few. What a comfort to know that no matter the difficulty, no matter the opposition, no matter what we face in this world, living under the authority of men or even the opposition of Satan himself, there's nothing that can touch us or move us but what it comes through the hand of this sovereign Lord.
Amen.
Because He is the firstborn of every creature, and all things exist by Him, then we can rest in who He is and what He's doing. We don't run around like panicked individuals. No, we're as children that are brought to rest in and trust in everything that He brings our way.
Ifeyo, I believe this is the source of the spirit of my ear. It was the Makama ear. What I mean in the ark, I mean, when I was sunk up. Wow, I'm a woman. I'm a man. 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 I'm a man.
That's why in Matthew chapter 6 and verses 7 through 10, our Lord taught us how it is we pray. It's based on who He is as the Lord, as the King, as the owner, as the director in all things.
Zamene ake or something, or I did not prepare, you mean I did not prepare with him, where's Christian Kamoga with his own say, you mean I did not carry a new full resources or take her, you must never give away you all. Matthew 6, there's another 7, there's a 10.
Notice he says in verse 7, when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. You know as well as I do, it's very popular in religious circles today to call all-night vigils and call it a prayer meeting. And you've got people raising their voices and raising their hands and crying unto their God, it, much like it was on Mount Carmel with the prophets of Baal, trying to get their God to answer. Here the scriptures describe those as heathen.
Suppose ama kota kugwirisana tikhale ndi mapemphero pamodzi tetipemphere inaliyense payekha payekha tetichitenisa kuti watipemphera angopemphera payekha payekha apemphera nupempheranso payekha nupemphera service imodzi yokha mapemphera payekha payekha ule ndo 4 or 5 amaganiza kuti popanga choncho mapemphero awo amamvedwa koma raonani zimene zikutamala kuitsayi zimene zitozitaya mulungu anazipanga kuti zizichitika motero chifukwati ndachikucha muyang'ane amene amafanana nani nelapala amene amapemphera payekha payekha namene kuti kukwesa maso aufula kudzichekacheka kuganiza kuti polankhula maganizo ako ambiri mpamene mulungu amakumva.
In reality, true prayer is not noisy. It's not everybody speaking at one time and raising their voices and carrying on. There's a quietness before the Lord because prayer comes from the heart unto the sovereign Lord God who rules and reigns over all things. And there's a quiet humility in bowing to Him.
Pomene mapemphero apayekha payekha mupemphere chifukwa kulola ichidwa kuti alesa apemphere malomwe chimechimechitika chikunde chipembedzo koma unene kusindika kuti pemphero limachokera mumtima wa munthu wosweka chifukwa chichichi musamakopepe mtima kukona munthu akubwetuka kupemphera kuti musindoona kuti akupemphera zenizenai musindoonakeke chifukwa kuti kuti mtima wake mulumikisa kupemphera kolondola osati phokoso limene anthu amapemphera pokhetsa kuti ndiwo mapemphero.
You notice it says in verse 8, be not ye therefore like unto them. And here's why. Your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask Him.
Pakuti atate wanu adziwa zomwe muzisowa inu musanayambe kupempha iye amakhauri wadziwa kale.
That's why he taught in verse 9, after this manner therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, notice, hallowed be thy name, your name be sanctified, your name be glorified, no matter what.
Ndifuwa chache ndimakana inakuti chifukwa chache pempherani inu chomwechi adawuza kapempherere atate wathu wakumwamba dzina lanu liyeretsedwe kulendawuza kuti iwo amayang'ana dzina la mulungu uli ndilo khalo loyeneka kuyeretsedwa kulandira ulemu komanso matamando.
See, knowing that the Father judges no man but has put all judgment into the hand of His Son, when we pray to the Father, we're praying through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we, just as Christ prayed in the garden, pray that the name of the Father be glorified. See, knowing that all things are of Him, by Him, and to Him, and for Him, then our prayer is short. We don't argue with God. We don't negotiate with God. We don't plead with God as if He does not know. We simply say, hallowed be thy name.
Siti mayamulira mulungu popemphera. Siti mayamfunsa mulungu popemphera. Ayi, chifukwa chimene simungathe kumufunsa,
And he continues in verse 10, teaching us, thy kingdom come. Well, a kingdom would not be a kingdom without the king. So, the king, when it says, thy kingdom come, it's saying, thy will be done in earth even as it is in heaven. That's a simple prayer. Your will be done.
Chachi wili, akuti ufumu wanu ute, mawadu ufumu wanu ute, mwenye kena kusidika, uli mamene ufumu mata, palipa ufumu, meno makapo mwenye ufumu. Ufumu mo, ni uli ukari ufumu wanu ute, ukulanda kari ufumu yo, amene ni mwono ufumu yo, na hile sarani kodi, amwele. Nao, akamwele, zishi tika chani, kwa mwenye kena uli, kufuna wanu, mene liomba kufunila kumamba ako, zishi tike panuba, kulanda kari palipe maro ako, ayi, kwa mwenye kuna, mene mwenye kufunila zishi tike mwemo.
Only those can pray this way whom the Spirit of God has taught and caused to see that the Lord Jesus Christ, as the firstborn of every creature, as verse Colossians 1:17 says, he is before all things, and notice, by him all things consist. Now in Colossians 1:18, we come to the third description, which is the title of this message, and that is Christ, the head of the body, which is the church. By the church here in verse 18 is meant the whole of the body of Christ who are his by God's election of grace. Notice here, the church is not a building. I know people are accustomed to say, well, we're going to church. Or they'll ask you, where is your church? As if it's a place. It's not. It's a body. It says he is the head of the body, the church. When you say Lilongwe Grace Church, you're not talking about a property. You're not talking about a building. You're talking about a body of believers that God, by his grace, has redeemed through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and by his grace, you meet together for worship.
Yes.
But that body of believers that meets there, or whether in Kasungu or Mchinji or wherever the Lord has drawn His people together, or Shreveport, United States, we are all simply members, just like your body has many members. We're just simply members of a greater body that goes all the way back to the beginning of time, all the way up till now, that God, by His grace, has called out by His Spirit to worship Him through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 23, uses the description of the husband of the wife. You see, the head to the body, husband to wife. It says, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And notice, He is the Savior of the body.
Aipezo chapter 5, jesi ya gato tetusila musi, haukambasa mamuna, dinkazi. Kuli mene mamuna ama kariga dinkazi, di mena li Yesu, di mpingo hake. Nihondi magato ya gato ya ziri, mwonezi na mwela, mwonga Yesu, mwonga mamuna, alimutu wankazi. Di mene Yesu, alimutu wankingo. Mkazi alegilo kambira mamuna wake, osa tulamuli la mamuna wake. Di mene so Yesu, alili, mpingo alegilo kambira Yesu, osa tulamuli la Yesu ya.
You see, from all eternity, God purposed to save sinners. And therefore, He's the Savior of the body. He is the representative head of those sinners that God has purposed to save, and that from all eternity and in all times.
Mulungu alishia kupangira kuli Yesu Kristu aza kurumutse mpingo wake. Mpingo wo, wake tikungo kera chete ni kumbira Yesu, kudigira, kula ukurumutse.
Some try to present Him as being everybody's Savior. He's not. He is the Savior of the body. Just like you're not the husband of everybody's wife. No, you have a particular wife.
Yes, that's really true, brother. Inu, pa unani mianga, abuli munga so Kristu ndiye mutu wa Iglesia, mutu wa chubiro. Unani zuri ya so Kristu sura ni mutu wa winariye, so mutu winariye sana. Ni mutu wa chubiro geroka. Nchibati mazimene di libano. Mamuna sa kama mamuna waga si wose. Waka mamuna waga sa mutu wina. Aye, uma kama mamuna waga sa kokao. Akazi wako soo, ama kala wakazi, aiwewe, kusuru kwa kari kazi, wamuna awina, aai, sizima kala jonjo ya. Nde Yesu, ni mulu wakazi wake, amene ni pigo wako, kusuru wako wako sabati wala basi, aai.
Today, people like to believe that somehow God loves everybody the same, and that Jesus Christ came and died for everybody the same. That's a general love of which the scriptures do not even speak.
That's really true. mmene mpingo ulili nimene banja limakhalira mwamuna amakhala mwamuna wa mkazi wake mkazi amakhala mkazi wa mwamuna wake ndingati simakhala molero yesu ndi mwamuna wa mpingo wake ndingati yesu kristo amakonda winali yesu tulimuna tuzo yesu kristo anakwalira winali yesu onse na amaziyani ndiuli chisokolezo ifana mungu sabulira chochai yesu ndi mwamuna wa mpingo wake watu wake woka onse na anthu onse ya.
Can you imagine if you, the husband, came to the house and your wife asked you and said, do you love me? And you answered her and said, yes, I love you just like I love all the women of the world. What would you think would be her reaction? But sadly, that's the kind of love that religion preaches, but that's not how the scripture presents it. Scripture speaks of Christ being the head of his body, the savior of his body. That elect people by his grace that the Father gave him for whom he should be their husband and their redeemer and their savior. Just like our physical body, as the head turns, so turns the body. The life of the body is in the head. You cut off the head, there's no life. So he's the sovereign head. That means he reigns over his people. He determines their life. As the head of his body, as the husband of his bride, he is the one that provides for every need. Without the head, the body is dead. So that's why in every aspect of salvation, all the glory belongs to Christ, whether it's our redemption, whether it's our justification, whether it's our sanctification, or our glorification before God, all is because of Christ, the head. Two more descriptions of Christ here in verse 18, and then we'll come back to this again next time. But not only is he the head of the body, the church. But fourthly, it says, who is the beginning? The beginning.
Yes.
But some people say that because of the Lord, when we are not eating your way, we are going to be able to say,
so that means that no matter how far back you put the beginning, even in eternity, there's no church, no body that exists except for he is the beginning. It was purposed in him from all eternity. He is the beginning as far as our election is concerned, but he is also the beginning in the sense that it is from him that all spiritual life flows. Just as Eve was taken from Adam's side, you see, Adam was put to sleep, and then God brought her from Adam's side. So it is with Christ. He was put to death, and from his bleeding side, his church was brought forth. He is the beginning. And then, fifthly, it describes Christ here as the firstborn from the dead. As the firstborn, in other words, the heir of all things, it was impossible that death should keep him. He came to lay down his life to accomplish the salvation of his church, this body, but the death itself could not keep him. He's the firstborn from the dead. See, when men put him to death, they thought that they were rid of him. But even in that, being the firstborn from the dead, he ruled and overruled even with regard to death. Death had no power over him. He laid down his life because that's what the law required, but he laid it down to take it up again. You see, in that we see our hope of the resurrection.
Musama wanenga ribuli agamari Yesu adamu mpawa atu. Ndiyo na ndali ni mpambu ya mpa Yesu. Ndiyo yifayo ilali ni mpambu ya likozo kumupa Yesu. Kwa baibu oliva tisimikisa uli Yesu adamu na uli ndirina wa mpambu ya mpura ya mwe wanga. Umaso kura ni mwoli utenga. Kure nga uza kuri kufa kumene Yesu ama afa. Adafa mwe dala dala. Uipere ka mpambu kwa watu na mpire pire. Amupe
We all are going to face death sooner or later. But what is our hope in the face of death? It is that those that Christ has redeemed, He will, in the end, raise up their bodies again unto eternal life.
Amen. Come again, beggars, on chapel tea. Professor Dosti Buffa. Come on, Samuel Mugada was Sanka. See, would you go where? You mean I tell you, see, do I? Master Dimas at the morning, boy, as I go away fire.
We can't explain it necessarily, but we don't need to. We believe in this one who is the firstborn among the dead. Even as he died and rose again and death had no power over him, so death has no power over anyone of his that are part of his body. He will raise them up again. Christ told his disciples in John 14:19, because I live, ye shall live also. That's what it means for him to be the firstborn from the dead. Death could not hold him, and death has no claim over any for whom he paid the debt. Well, we're going to have to leave it there for now, but I pray that what we have heard, the Lord will bless to the hearts of those who are members of His body by His grace and by His work alone. I'll turn it back to you.
To God be all the glory because of the message that we have been preaching about Christ and Him crucified.
Amen.
It's what cake given to His elect.
Amen.
And I was thinking, because of my sinfulness, that you proceed preaching. But suddenly, I just heard that we are sobbing here to God.
Yeah.
Be all the glory and honor.
Amen.
And this message, it leads home the elect. But to those that God have left to themselves, it brings disappointments.
Hmm. Yes.
Hey.
Yeah.
What a comfort. Nimbo number 39. We just cross over the same song in English. The Rock of Ages. The beginning of the church. The beginning of Eve from Adam. Rock of Ages. Tipa nimbo mchishewa nimchingerezi tantwe longa mbikatu nibisalemo mwemo. Mchingerezi amini mchishewa ni nimbo number 39. pamene nyimbo yakwayo muchingerezi number 82 tikaimba choncho choika balance athu akhale na selimoti chiyamba 39 kupita ku 82
thanthwe longa ndikatunga ndivisa alebo mwebo Woma mazi, woma mazi, woma zoturu, lugati chimo, woma zindisu, kenti mambu, woma zindi, imbi kite, chidoza. Zangazo sizo, oma siziko, wanele tsai, oma ndikati, wili zati, oma ndikali, kanso nisi, oma zosesi, sisi kwa nasi. Inu koma Yesu yekali umama jama gacha bibi ine tadati ingo kwilati umama alise sacha bebeide Oma ndide, eka sungeide, oma nditawe, ensinjewo, oma mundetso, suge timamo, ino moyo wo, noko sebu, ino benati, mali latu, Oma ndikuti, pita kwa nuko, oma tiwona, bande masomo, inotatwero, andikatu, oma ndibisa, kalemo mwemo, oko eche, Kripoli, leni ha, paso fiti, leza o, cha adepla, kongkai, besa twismo, diopsiza, cha bokyu, Let me blow his kill and talk. Lord, I repass, oh my heart. It fulfilled thy Lord demand. God, my sin, all is I don't. Good, my dear, forever more. Oma siku nota to, thou my sevanda ago, na te ima handai bri, simply to thy cross I cling. Neke ka tu di ode, epe su tu di ode, fa ai tu da fountain ba, was mi se ja o ai da, Why I draw this great pain when my eyes are closing down, when I start to hold on,
See thee, oh, thy judgment, oh, no confidence, scream for me. Let me hide myself thee.
But again, look to God as we are crossing the service of today.
Gracious Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your spirit that gives us understanding and eyes to see how all that you have written in your word pertains to your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and to his honor and glory alone. We're mindful that none can truly honor and glorify you who do not honor and glorify your Son. And our prayer is that you would continue by your grace to open our eyes, give us clear eyes to see and behold all of the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ and all that he has accomplished for sinners such as we are. And I thank you for this time of fellowship and worship together and pray that you would bless your word to our hearts and give us hearing ears and seeing eyes. And to the honor and glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, your Son alone, I do pray. Amen.
Amen.